Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Every Companion is Destined for Paradise. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's program we are going to discuss the biography of another great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Salwa al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once again, as you can see on your screens, we are again accompanied by our esteemed colleague and our guest of honor, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Jazakallah Sayyidi. Welcome Marhaba once again. And mashallah, today's episode is about the biography of the great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is that Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was chosen by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach the people Holy Quran. And he would command people that if you want to learn the Holy Quran, then learn from these four people. And one of those individuals, one of those Sahaba was Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was also the Sahabi who was sent to Yemen as a governor appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach the people Quran and Sunnah.
Subhanallah.
And mashallah, along the way we will learn many different fascinating aspects of this great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, together with his words of wisdom that he shared. And we can learn a great deal from those beautiful words of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala. And we'll also look at his life as a companion, as a devotee, as a devout worshipper, and together with that, as a person who was generous, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, for now, let's learn some of the highlights of his life from our esteemed colleague, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizullah Sayyidi. The personality of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala is multifaceted, right? And we could learn different angles, different perspectives of his life and his biography. And there lies a great lesson in each and everything that is associated with his lifestyle, the way he lived, the way he propagated, the way he taught people the Quran, the way he taught people the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, Mawlana Sahib. This was such a beloved companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned that he embraced Islam at a very young age, and he had so many marvelous and unique qualities, you know, as being kind, patient, spreading love and unity amongst everyone. And you know, the most striking part was that he was very generous. He would always help people, you know, the poor people, the destitute. And so because of him helping them, he ended up being in debt. And this made him bankrupt, because in order to help someone, if at the time he did not have it with him, what he would do is he would borrow the money from somebody else, from other people, and he would help this poor people. He would help this poor person or help this destitute person. And due to that, as it piled up, he ended up being bankrupt and in debt. So his creditors, they came to him and asked him that, you know what, where is our money? We want our money back. And of course, by this time, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he already lost all of his assets. He didn't have anything on him to pay them back. So he goes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he places his complaint in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all that has transpired. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told these creditors, they said, no, we want our money, we want our payment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to sell all what Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sold all of it and paid off the creditors.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. He would give charity even to his own detriment, leading him to bankruptcy. I mean, charity to that extent, subhanallah. That can only be expected from a great Sahabi of
Subhanallah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who was that fortunate and great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn the guidance of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim ihtadaytum, my Sahaba, they are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Subhanallah. And how strong was he in his faith? Subhanallah. His faith was so strong and unwavering. And once it happened that there were two Sahaba by the name of Mu'adh.
Right.
So there wasn't just Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, there was another Sahabi Rasul, whose name was Mu'adh ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the father of Mu'adh ibn Amr, he was a non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he embraced Islam early on. And he was concerned about his father. He wanted his father also to embrace Islam. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't happening. His father was persistent on idol worshipping. And in Arabia, it used to happen in this manner that those who would worship the idols, they didn't only have the idols and their false deities installed in the temples and the places of worship, but rather they would have their own personal idols, you know, as their personal belonging, and they would hold attachment to it. So his father also had a personal idol with him, that he formed some connection with it. And then one day he asked his friend, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Amr, he asked his friend, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. He said that, I am concerned about my father and I genuinely want him to experience the beauty of Islam that I know of.
Subhanallah.
I want him to embrace the Islamic faith, but I don't see it happening until we get rid of this idol from his life. So Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, he agreed. He said, I'll help you. So they did this. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, he would help him in the manner that every night when the father would go to sleep, they would take the idol and throw it in the dumpyard. Throw it in the bin. And then the next morning, the father would wake up and he would look for it everywhere. He wouldn't find it. He will ask around, what happened? And nobody would seem to know. And then he would go looking for it and he would be in a state of anger and frustration. And then later on, he would go and find it in the bin,
right,
in the trash can. So then he would bring it home. He would give it ghusl and bath and he would clean it up. Then he would install it back. Next day, same thing would happen. So one day he thought to himself, and he said, okay, maybe this idol needs something to protect himself. So he tied a sword around its neck.
Allah.
And he left it thinking that he would be able to defend himself with the sword. But what happened that night as well, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Amr, both the friends, they took the idol, they threw it in the bin. And then a dog was thrown also in the same bin. A dead dog, the body of the dead dog. So then the next day when the father again looking for the idol, and then he found him there in the trash can along with the dead dog. He was firstly frustrated, then he realized that, you know what, it can't defend itself.
Mm.
Neither can it give prosperity, nor can it bring harm to anyone. It is just a stone. It is just an idol. And the moment it sank in, subhanAllah, then he was driven towards Islam. He was motivated towards Islam, subhanAllah. And finally, he embraced Islam on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, see how both the companions, they were brothers to one another. And Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, helping his friend for his father, he became one of the reasons for his father now to come into the folds of Islam.
And also, this is so beautiful because these are two friends, right? And they both, you know, they acted upon the Quranic statement where it's mentioned, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ.
Yes.
That help each other in goodness and in piety. And that is exactly what they did. And this, you know, this narration, this story just tells us how a friend should be towards their friend. You know, how one should be towards another, helping them towards goodness. And that too, they have done it in such a beautiful and subtle way. I mean, look at the approach. They approach, it wasn't direct. Rather, it was done in a style, you know, in a very beautiful manner, in which it made the father understand that, you know what, this idol, it cannot do anything. It's completely useless. It can't help me in any way. Yes. And that actually opened not only his physical eyes, but opened his inner eyes as well.
SubhanAllah.
And that, you know, helped him to embrace the beautiful deen of Islam.
SubhanAllah. It also reminds us of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he would destroy the idols. So, taking that into consideration, another great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say this to about Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he will mention the likeness of him to Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanAllah, based on this incident that he also destroyed the idol just like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam destroyed the idols. And mashallah, and how they also had a very good bond, meaning Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose biography we have already covered, alhamdulillah, and Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And both of these individuals were those about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want to learn Quran from anyone, learn from these, subhanAllah, these four, meaning other two, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So here we learn that there was brotherhood among the Sahaba.
Yes.
And there was a special brotherhood that was created by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know that Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from Madinah Munawwara. So he was from the Ansar. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from Makkah Mukarramah. He migrated to Madinah Munawwara. So he was a muhajir in that sense. And we know that after the migration happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made each muhajir brothers with one Ansar sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he made Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu the brother of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Bhai bhai muhajiro ansar, dil milana mere huzur ka hai, dil milana mere huzur ka hai. Subhanallah. So this was the brotherhood, love and affection and harmony that was brought about by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam among his sahaba.
Subhanallah. You've mentioned that narration, right, in which he broke the idols and how his father embraced Islam, and you know the how he would teach the Quran to people, how he would teach the deen to people. And this, you know, it all shows, you know, his character, his way of approach. All of this shows the amount of knowledge that he had and how he implemented that knowledge. I mean, of course, he learned all of it from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his conduct, his knowledge will definitely be in this way. You know, it will be like this. And it's mentioned that once a person, he entered the masjid, and he saw that they were around 30 middle-aged sahaba, middle-aged companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were seated there, and he stated, he says that whenever they would get stuck on a certain matter and they needed clarification, then they would go and consult Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he would also be there with them, and he was young at the time. And these are senior Sahaba, you know, much more older than him in age. But yet they would still go to him and they would consult him in order to get clarification on that matter.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he was well versed in the understanding of Islam. I mean, fiqh is the understanding of Islam. Mm-hmm. Right? And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding that individual who has given the knowledge of fiqh, Allahu Akbar. He says, "Man yaridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din." That he with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended good for him, then he grants him the understanding of deen. Subhanallah, yufaqihu fid din. And this understanding, very few people had the deep understanding of fiqh and the true understanding of deen. And the Sahaba, alayhim ridwan, they definitely had, but some of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were really well versed in understanding the deen, the likes of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the likes of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and subhanallah, and other sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khulafa'i Rashidun especially, of course. Subhanallah, so these were the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who really pioneered the knowledge and the fiqh of Islam. And from them we learn. We learned, we took our Islam after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They carried forward the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the rest of the world. I mean, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam never reached all corners of the world, realistically speaking. And they were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who later on took the message of Islam to all corners of the world. Therefore, alhamdulillah, today we see that Islam is everywhere, subhanallah. It spread from Arabia, but it is everywhere.
Through the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, definitely. And like that, in every corner of the world, Islam rapidly grew due to the tireless efforts of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which can never be forgotten. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we are discussing his biography, there is much more to learn and know about him. But before that, let's inshallah azza wa jal, as we always listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this episode as well. Let's go and listen to this kalam in the praise of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu alal habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya.
Jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara हो गया. मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया.
डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया.
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया.
तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. تیری تلوت سے زمین کے ذرے مہ پارے بنے، تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہ دوپارا ہو گیا، تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہ دوپارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، قسمت اس کی گئے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا، قسمت اس کی گئے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز، and we were listening to this kalam in the praise of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now that we are back discussing the biography of the great sahabi rasul sayyidina Muadh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, he sacrificed a great deal for the deen of Islam, and he was trusted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is, you know, absolutely amazing and fascinating at the same time that how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his trust in him. You know, it is very important. The person must be of very important nature.
Yeah.
If you really count on him and really trust him to do a certain delicate tasks such as propagating the message of Quran, spreading the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was handpicked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to spread the message of Quran and sunnah.
Subhanallah. And that just shows, you know, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Yemen as a leader. Right, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before sending him off to Yemen, he gave him a very beautiful piece of advice, and that advice was, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, yassiru wa la tu'assiru wa bashiru wa la tunaffiru, that make it be easy on people, don't be difficult, give glad tidings to people, and don't let people run away from you. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving this advice to a companion of his who he is sending as a leader to Yemen, which shows that to be a leader, you have to have these characteristics in you, you have to have these qualities, these traits in you in order for you to be an efficient leader. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he beautifully and precisely acted upon this blessed advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is why, you know, when he went to Yemen, to Syria, people flocked in their numbers to learn Quran from him, to learn the deen from him. So this, you know, it shows how one should be a leader. If anyone is in that leadership position, if anyone wants to be a leader, then mashallah, these are the criteria for us, for each and every one of us to follow, because in one way or another, we are all a leader. We are all leaders. In our home, we are a leader. Wherever we may have this position, we must make it easy for people, do not make it difficult for them, give glad tidings to people, and do not let people run away from you. Do not dispute and treat people in the best of manners. This was the beautiful advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And together with that, he was, as we know, we've mentioned already, that he was a very knowledgeable companion. He was a prominent scholar, a prominent qari. He had in-depth knowledge of the Holy Quran. And also together with that, he mentioned some very, very beautiful sayings. And in one saying, he says that a person carries out no good deed greater than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in protecting him from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared and mentioned in the Holy Quran, and certainly the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave this piece of advice encouraging all of us to always make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was one thing of his, right? And another very beautiful thing of his, which highlights the importance of knowledge and how crucial it is for each and every one of us to always be seeking knowledge. Because at times, you know, a person may be seeking knowledge whilst they are young, while in their teenage years, in their 20s, and then once they finish their studies, they think to themselves that, you know what, my study days are over, I don't need to learn anymore. Here, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that learn knowledge. Learning it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fear. Seeking it is worship. Repeating it is tasbih. Discussing it is jihad, and teaching it to one who does not know is charity.
Subhanallah.
And disseminating it to its worthy recipients is closeness. He says, with knowledge, the ranks of the pious, those who are pious, their ranks, a person will be able to reach them, as well as the highest stages in the world and the hereafter. And contemplating on it, contemplating on that knowledge, it equals to fasting. And learning and teaching it is equal to standing in salah. And the fortunate acquire it, whilst the wicked, they are deprived of it. Look at how beautiful he describes what he describes the importance of seeking knowledge, and how beautifully he described what knowledge is all about.
So he was a great knowledgeable individual among the Sahaba, and mashallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam endorsed his knowledge, and then he also gives advice. You know, person expert in the field.
Yeah.
So we take from the experts, right?
Yes.
So alhamdulillah, he advises us how knowledge can benefit us and how to really keep ourselves close to this sacred knowledge of Deen.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, every part of it is remarkable, and mashallah, wonderful advice from Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another beautiful nasiha he gives, you mentioned one nasiha of his with regards to zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was so devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would often be immersed in the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, and like every other sahaba. And he said in one of his quotes, he says, the people of paradise, they will have regret over the time that they spent in the world while they were oblivious of the zikr of Allah.
Allah, Allah.
Of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the only thing that the Jannatis will regret, subhanallah, it is that they should have made more zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should have immersed themselves more in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this is the beautiful advice we receive from the court of this great Sahabi Rasul. And it is mentioned about him how he would love to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent 400 dinars in a bag. And dinar is gold coins. So 400 gold coins he sent to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he told the servant who went, who took this bag of gold and dinars to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told him, go and observe what he does with it. Don't just go give it and come back.
Right.
Go and observe what he does with it. Said after he gave him, he reported back to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after I gave him the bag of money, he told his servant to take this 7 dinar, go give it to this person, take this 5 dinars, give it to this person, take this 5 dinar, give it to that individual, and like that he distributed all of it, subhanallah, and nothing was remaining.
Subhanallah.
And then he told the servant again, all right, take 400 dinars again, gold coins in a bag, and give it to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he goes and gives it to him, and he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, also tells him that don't just go give it and come back, but go and observe what he does with it. So he went, he observed whatever Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala did with it. And he came back, reported back to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He says that I went and I gave him, and he started taking out money from there and sending some coins here, some coins there, distributing all of it, subhanallah. And when there was at its last stages, only 2 coins remaining out of 400.
Right.
So, 2 dinars remaining, and his wife came to know about it. She said that we are the poor people, we live in poverty. Save some for us. So, he gave her the 2 remaining, said, keep it. Allah.
Allah, Allah.
So, he wouldn't like to keep anything for himself. Give everything in the path of Allah.
Completely selfless.
And once the servant came and reported this to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says, wow, they are truly brothers.
Subhanallah.
Brothers in true means, brothers for one another. Subhanallah, as believers, as the Sahaba, And look at how the conduct of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how generous he was. Alhamdulillah, we have learned a great deal today regarding the noble personality of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the fact that he was chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach the Holy Quran to people and the Sunnah, and to learn fiqh. He was the one of the most learned people among the Sahaba about the understanding of Islam. And he was also entrusted on higher matters, such as the matters of rulership and leadership by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And the manners he was taught directly from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was also the brother who was made his brother among the Muhajirun by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, who regarded him. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who regarded Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala to be on the path of Sayyidina Ibrahim
alayhi
wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And lastly, alhamdulillah, we mentioned some of the beautiful words of wisdom from Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. And now, as we are coming to the conclusion, inshallah azza wa jal, we would like our guest of honor, inshallah, to do the honors of the conclusion and give us some nasiha in this regard.
There's one more beautiful aspect, Musab, and that was whenever he would love someone, he would always love that person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that my mercy is incumbent for those who love one another for my sake, sit with one another for my sake, spend on one another for my sake, and visit one another for my sake. So due to this hadith, he himself says that a person came to him and said that I love you, and then he mentioned this narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also something beneficial for us to adopt as well, that when we love someone, our friend, colleague, our spouse, our siblings, whoever it may be, then our love should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. This is such a beautiful teaching of this great Sahabi Rasul, and inspired by the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we have learned at least something today about this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the past, we have discussed the lives of many different Sahaba. And in the future, inshallah, as well, we are planning on continuing. And we hope that you stay with us. And we hope our Maulana Sahib also stays with
inshallah.
Us, mashallah, sharing his pearls of wisdom at the same time. So continue watching Madani channel and keep reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise is placed where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.